Yo, what's going on? It's your boy DJ Dean back with another episode of Quality Time TV. Yeah, I'm rapping now. What's up?
Yo, you already know who it is. It's your boy Lord. What's going on, people? Hold on. So, why the bomber clock? Yo. Yo, you can hear me, bro?
I hear you. I hear you.
All right, perfect. All right, so what's goodie, bro? How are you?
I think I'm getting an echo. Yo,
you can hear me, bro?
You good? Good? Oh, damn. Hold up. Technical difficulties, people. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Guys, so shout out to everybody that's tuned in. I see playlist Star Baller. What's up? What's up, Iron Lion Zion? What's good, bro? Y'all biggest fan. What's up? I see you, bro.
Yo, 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 what's goody, cuz? Thanks for tuning in again. Well, cuzzes. Well, my bad, cousin buzzing. I'm not trying to set trip, you know? It was
What's
goody
good?
though.
What's up, y'all? What's happening, man? Welcome back. Another episode of Quality Time. Yeah, I already know we got a bunch of topics for y'all. A lot of stuff we're gonna be talking about today. A lot of stuff happened. But as we all know, Instagram cuts us off after an hour, so we're gonna hop right into our first topic. I'm gonna pull up this picture for y'all real quick so y'all get a little look at what we're talking about for this first topic. And it's about Lil Nas X, and this happened today. He actually broke the streaming the Like you passing greats number, and this kid came out of nowhere doing it. I see your face, bruh. I see your face.
I know. Nobody else saw that. I just didn't like that Mike Jack reference.
I
Because
mean, but
I
didn't
mean, you
Drake,
can't
correct me
really.
if I'm wrong. Hold on, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Drake break Michael Jackson's records? I think,
He
right?
just recently did, but put it
Okay.
like this: if Mike Jack was still out now with the new streaming rules, I don't think nobody could touch the records he would have set. You feel me? So that's why I'm kind of hesitant to be like, yeah, he broke Mike Jack records because it was a different time. That's like motherfuckers comparing LeBron and Mike. Like, you're never going to be able to get a clear answer off that. You feel
Of
me?
course,
It's different eras.
different eras, absolutely, 100%. But I mean, it's still a great somebody that's been in this
True.
game for a minute.
True,
And
true,
for you to
true,
come
true.
out with this song, yo, I never know how to say your name, bro. But Karis Arrow says that song is dope. It is dope. It's a hundred
Fact.
percent. It's fire. Like I drove from the city back to my crib with that song on repeat, just bumping it over and over. But what is it between this song and everything else that's coming out? Why is this song a hit? Like, what is the formula in 2019 to have a hit song? What do you guys think in the chat?
Word. I mean, me personally, I feel like the formula got to do it. A lot heavy. It got to do with social media. Like that boy, Lil Nas X came out the blue. You feel me? Out the woodworks. And most of the times when people come out the woodworks, it's like they just have like a viral video or some shit online, like Blueface or something, or like their industry plant. And that's another thing a lot of people were saying, that they feel like Lil Nas X and like the Lil Pumps and the Blueface, like their industry plants, they just come out of nowhere. But I forgot what they were speaking about in this video we were watching earlier. Who exactly? But they were like, oh yeah, like the Beatles and stuff like that. Like, it technically they would be considered industry plants because they got a whole lot of help from the labels and a whole lot of, like, you feel me, grooming to get to the point that they was. So it's like, I don't know. I guess it depends on who you like. Because a nigga that you like, you're not gonna care if they're industry playing or not. You like, yo, they make dope music. I fuck with this. You feel me? So fuck it. But I feel like it's more a matter of, is there still integrity in the culture? You feel me? As regards to music, like where a nigga could really build himself up from nothing and make it. Or like, is it legit just you gotta get on these playlists, you gotta do the meme shit, you gotta have a major backing you? Like, is the grind era over? That's the way niggas is looking at it.
Yeah, I understand. I agree with you. I agree with you a couple of those points in the chat. I just want to go there real quick. Ion says, bro, this is the first year LeBron wasn't on the playoffs in years. And so is it, you saying it's time for a change? Shy, what's up? What's happening? She says, have people making videos with it. And word of mouth, Ironline says, or just mumble. Talk about drugs, gangs, and fucking bitches. Shy says, what's up, CeCe? What's going on? Shy says, if you make a silly song or weird bugged out song, people are gonna wanna tune in because they're in disbelief, but that one play means everything. Have a pop in beat and you made it. They wanna know what song people talking about, not because they actually like it.
Yo, Ocean Holes, what up? Thank you for tuning in. Word. But I mean, go ahead, bro. My bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I the part with talking about drugs and money, Lil Nas X ain't really talking about that in this song. Like, if we really break it down, it's really country references. The first song in the line, the first line in the song is, "I got the horses in the back." Migos ain't saying that. Drake ain't saying that. Nobody's saying that.
And but wasn't that in regards to Red Dead Redemption too? The game,
I do think it got some of that in there, which is what I was about to get into. Is I think you have to have something that people can attach their song to, where whether it's a dance or whether it's a video game, something you attach somebody to it, and it doesn't matter what the song is or what you're saying in it. If it sounds good, people are gonna like it. The song sounds good. It's a fun song, and I'm happy because it's been a while since we had fun songs be the hottest song that's out. When you think about everything in the past, it's been like Mo Bamba, it's been like 6ix9ine, it's been like all of this crap music. But for the first time, it's a song about a kid making a country song that's hitting. The song is hot. But I think using apps like TikTok and Triller and all of that really helped him because everybody started doing a dance with it. And it's
crazy.
Yeah.
It's on that point, it's crazy to see how the game is changed. Like, yeah, the game changes and it evolves like rapidly and shit, but it's like it's getting even faster now, because just a couple or a year or two, three ago, it was the SoundCloud shit and everybody was, you know, the littles, mm-hmm. the dreads, the colorful hair, the face tats and shit. That's how you got on. Now it's like you gotta be a meme nigga, or like you gotta know how to manipulate IG and get on those apps like Triller and whatever feel me to get on. So it's like with technology and how rapidly it's advancing, the game is changing like every second, every day. This shit is crazy.
Yeah, in the chat, Ionline Design says it was Nelly first. Nelly, absolutely. I think Nelly was the first successful hip hop country crossover. But something else I wanted to say about making a hit song, a song that's going to be hot, is the song's got to be short. The original version of Old Town Road isn't even 2 minutes long. And the video that you mentioned earlier that we were watching, they mentioned in it that there's a missing hook in the song. And when a song feels incomplete, automatically we're going to put that song on repeat and listen to it over and over and over because there's no resolve. And I think that's really what helped Lil Nas X get to that point, because it's a short song. That minute and a half is not enough time. It's not enough. Like, I want more from you. I want a second verse. I want another hook. I want something else from the song. So we're going to go back and we're playing on people's attentions, people's attention spans, where that 1 minute, 30 seconds is a quick fix. You can't be coming out anymore and doing these 5, 6, 7 minute songs anymore. It's just not the same. And I have a little theory with it that I actually thought about when I was processing the whole idea with Lil Nas X. And I know a lot of people is going to hate me, but I think storytelling in hip hop is over. I don't think people want that anymore. And I'm going to explain why. I was listening to the song Slick Rick Children's Story. And I had to go back and listen and say, wow, back when this song came out, people didn't have the resources of watching videos and going on YouTube. People would sit around and listen to the radio for fun. Now we take advantage of that. So when somebody was storytelling in hip hop, you sitting around listening to Nas punchlines. Now we're actually watching everything. We're watching the clever stuff happen in our eyes. We don't have to come up with these images in our head anymore. So that was a little theory that I thought of. I don't know if y'all gonna call me crazy. And
I mean, I respect it. That makes sense. That make a whole lot of sense. But I'm not gonna lie. I hope you wrong. Because at the end of the day, part of it is the part of hip hop or part of the whole idea behind it is to tell a story, like tell where you come from. But I guess nowadays niggas don't even give a fuck about that. And then again, how many times can you tell the same story? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like the same struggle rap, the same I came from the bottom shit and say it differently. So I guess like we were saying, like last year, the game just crying or searching, starving for something new, starving for some creativity or some shit outside of the box. So they just gravitate toward anything. Nigga, who would have ever thought? I mean, Country Grammar is one thing, you feel me? Because that was damn near a serious song, you feel me? Like, Country Grammar was like, he really put effort into that shit. You feel what I'm saying? This Lil Nas X shit seemed like he was really just bullshitting, having fun after he just clapped some niggas in Red Dead and was like, yo, I'm about to make a fire song, nigga. And then he found a regular beat offline and then just made a song. And there it go. Like, it all depends. It all depends on how you play the game, my nigga, honestly and truly. And Lil Nas X, one thing you got to give him is, like he always say, he promoed the fuck out of the song. You feel me? Mm. It happened overnight. Like, he really did put in work. But then again, back to that video, the industry plans, he might just be capping. You feel me? Because all these niggas be lying about their origins and shit now. Because, like, who cares? And I guess we could blame Rick Ross for that. But Shite in the chat. My bad. Damn, shut up. Bro. In the chat, Shai said, because the attention span of the people now can't handle it. And I guess social media got a direct relation with that. Oh, look, she says, so to short clips on social media, right? Playlist said, that's wrong. Uncle Murray, the best storyteller out now, and Dave East runs second. But people not really checking for fucking the way they checking for Lil Nas X. And I think that's what he's saying. Like, before, niggas would have wanted that storyteller nigga to be on the top. But we gonna see, though, because at the end of the day, J. Cole and Kendrick still considered the best in the game. So we gonna see. Shaisha says, our brains are always searching for the next thrill, right? Yo, King Africa was goody, brother. Brody. What, Brody? Shai said, they can't be stuck on one thing too long. Yo, big evening, Brody. Big evening. Yo, Junior Fresh, bless up, B. Thanks for tuning in, Brody. DJ Hyper, what's up, Brody? Africa.
Yo, Hyper, what's good? What's up, bro?
Facts. Yo, you threw the Old Town Road back up?
Yeah. I wanted to show the people real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. No doubt. I don't think the masses aren't looking for those songs that are out here telling stories. Let's look at what the biggest songs were for the past couple of years. Last year, it was, what was the biggest song last year? I would say between Mo Bamba, 6ix9ine, Travis Scott. There was not really that much substance in any of those songs. The year prior.
Hold on, bro. Is it that the game is changing or the fan base is what's changing as far as the people that's spending the most money and they're the ones being catered to?
It's probably a mixture of both, because when you think about it, people are going to want that fun. They're going to, when they go to those concerts, they want that energy. Like, that whole mosh pit mentality is what's hitting right now. You can't mosh pit listening to somebody spitting bars, unfortunately. Like, it don't work. We in there rapping.
Wait. Maybe if the baby was on stage and nigga, they're like, you feel me?
I hear you. Nah, you're right. But it's going to change. And I think that the younger kids are figuring that out, and they're saying, all right, this is the formula. In 2019, I have to come up with something that's a short song that has 808s in it, that hits, and it leaves people wanting more. And I think that's really what I think that's really what's hitting on Twitch. Fonzo says there can only be one Fonz. He says dubstep was always like that. 100%. That's a great example. It's funny that you brought that up. I was reading this article right before the show, and they said that fun fact that dubstep kills mosquitoes or repels mosquitoes or something.
Yo, so, no way, this nigga.
I swear.
Yo, no, I thought you was joking when you said that.
Nah, yo, y'all could Google it right now.
Yo, dogs, imagine. But then again, there is some frequencies that repel mosquitoes, so you never know. Red Moon Chan, thank you for tuning in. But she's always here, though. I fuck with you, Red Moon. But King Africa Max says King Africa Max started this meme rapper trend. Stay woke. Mm-hmm. Short songs and all these shits. Yo,
that's a fact, bro. You was ahead of your time.
Facts, bro. Respect on that. You definitely, yo, y'all go check out his old work. Trust me, that nigga been on it from like 09. Like Island Zion said, you dead ass. Laugh my ass off. Rappers ain't mean. What rappers ain't mean? What you mean by that? What you mean by that, Zion?
They snitches. I mean, even that culture is kind of gone too. That whole street culture ain't even there like it used to be.
What street culture, nigga? You got Kodak Black out here disrespecting fucking Lauren London and Nipsey Hussle.
Exactly.
I mean, once again, I don't want
Soulja Boy is the hardest nigga.
Stupid. Don't want nobody perpetrate no violence against no Kodak. But you feel me? That shit wouldn't have happened. Well, then again, Tupac said he fucked Biggie wife. So I don't know. You feel
I mean, that was the first line of the song, bro.
I know. That's why I fucked him.
You feel me? Yeah, Fonzo, hell yeah. I remember we went to go see Skrillex. He said the crowd was 1,000% catered to. And that's what it should be. So I think what he's saying is the music and dubstep always cater to getting the crowd hype and being letting them enjoy their time. And it's kind of that whole rock star mentality lifestyle, like that punk rock, getting the crowd, getting people's faces, everybody sweating, throwing elbows and fighting each other. Now it's like, all right, we're doing that, but now we're calling it hip hop. And it's actually funny. I was watching this, I forget this YouTuber's name, but he was talking about how in rock and roll, how is the reason rock and roll failed and the reason hip hop succeeded. And one of the things he said was like, people in hip hop will work together or something like that. And I found it funny that people in rock thought that's the case with hip hop.
And they couldn't have been more. Well, then again, look at Atlanta. So maybe it was just in the making and they saw like visions of the future or some shit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. And another
Atlanta set the new trend as far as like how people get together and how they come up, because NY fucked that shit all the way up. We had the crown, like we had the title. And yeah, I guess we thought we was just going to have juggernauts here and there for the whole time, but them other states was watching the whole time, like, just wait, my nigga, we gonna build this shit up, we gonna attack y'all niggas and take over. And that's what happened. Now I don't even know an artist from NY that's on like that right now.
It was the last one, but 6ix9ine.
I don't even consider that nigga's from a different planet, bro. He's
not other than that, Cardi B. So that's all we really had on like on a top nation level. I don't want anybody coming at me. I'm talking about top nation level right now. I'm talking about people that was number one chart in global, worldwide type of thing. So don't come from my neck. Check yourselves.
In the chat, Playlist says, but Biggie wasn't dead yet. Kodak gonna get G-check for that. Nah, we not. The
Quality Time Network does not.
I need to get the beep button. Beep!
Censor that shit. Quality Time Network does not approve this message or does not agree with these messages.
You feel me? But yeah, Red Moon Chan says, saw a good video of Shy Monroe stand on Kodak. Makes some sense. Shy Monroe, who's that?
Like, he should have been checked for being a creep on Young M.A. I mean, yeah, niggas took that as funny. And you could see, like, in her responses, Young M.A. was dead ass, like, disturbed. Like, yo, this nigga's weird. Like, she didn't even know how she wasn't even on some, yo, fuck this nigga. She like, yo, this nigga's weird. Like, he knows,
Like she was like,
yeah, it wasn't funny. It wasn't even good.
It wasn't funny at all. And it's like, yeah, bro, like we get it. Like you said it one time, niggas like, ew, you weird. And then you just keep going with this. Like now you look like a creep, though. But
yeah.
In the chat, Shy said, somebody said, just sound like Young Thug and you'll sell. I mean, but then does that mean just sound like Lil Wayne? Yo, Seville May, thank you for tuning in. Red Moon Chan, the child don't count. King Africa Max says Young MA could handle himself. nigga said that's a whole nigga. Can't disrespect a nigga. My God. Yo, Young MA, if you see him in person, deal with that with him. I just had to read it. Don't come for me. Playlist said, you brazy, my bro, Lord, doing numbers right now. Go check it out. Oh, shameless plug, heard you.
Make it happen.
Shy said, that nigga's a fucking clown. Wow. Red Moon Chant comments was hella creepy and people laugh like, ew. Shy said, his joke gonna be bad timing and just so out of whack. Laugh my ass off. Yeah. Lil Wayne, the best rapper alive, says Iron Lines on. Laugh my ass off.
Over in Twitch, Fon says, our mosh pit came from the songs like Nuck If You Buck and Get Out and Get Out the Way. Then we swagged it to the wave surf. That's
yo, this shit done been through so many eras. Yeah. Like, this nigga smiling just thinking about all the parties.
Man, like, yo, let's not forget, dancing and hip hop go hand in hand. And you know, unfortunately, what does end up happening sometimes is we get people that take it and make it their own, and we call them culture vultures, which like, kind of brings us into our next topic over here. Oh, that was smooth. That was good.
Hey, he's been working.
Wait, before we get into that, man, let's shout out our top viewers from last week and the top reward members, man. Let's plug them real quick.
Let's do the top part.
Yeah, let's plug them in. Let's plug them in. Yo.
Participants from last episode. Let's see.
So on the list, shout out King African Matt. Yo, I just realized, bro, I spelled your name wrong. My bad. King African Matt, shout out to you. Shaiza Lovin and Nilla Green. Those are top three participants from last week's show.
Shout out Nilla Green and Peasy and Lala, man.
Word.
Let's go to the top rewards.
Yes, appreciate it.
Remember, you get rewards from tuning in on Twitch, but we got a special surprise for y'all. We got something that we're gonna launch very soon, and you could get all your points there. We got a system for you to gain interest. We got a lot coming your way, man. Just keep tuning in and you're gonna be able. We gonna get this money together.
You're not getting your tokens, bro. I'll take care of it. I'm gonna hit you up when we done.
Now you good.
I'm gonna make sure you get your tokens, bro.
I remember Black Wall Street, we gonna be that new one. Just keep tuning
in. But yeah, shout out to everybody that tunes in every week. Shout out to everybody that gets the rewards. We appreciate all of y'all.
I don't know if you want to try to pronounce banana. What?
Banana. I wasn't even gonna hurt myself. Banana at 540. Slocal at 382. We got apricot juke fruit at 334. Y'all could cash that in for a couple of prizes. And if you get enough of those, you can actually cash that in for cash.
Mm-hmm.
We don't leave it right there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Actually, I don't know what I'm saying. But we're going to get into this next topic right here.
Right.
So I just want to pull the video up for y'all. Yeah, I'm going to pull the Drake video up so y'all could see what we're talking about over here. I'm not saying Drake is a culture vulture or anything. I'm just putting the video up.
Music from these kids that are trying to like make it and trying to build a name for themselves is like, oh, that's some culture vulture. Like, what does that even mean? I don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
Would you rather me like not
exactly
like, acknowledge anything or support? Like, that's some that's some real like confused like hater shit. But it is what it is. I see it a lot, and I'll never understand how like supporting somebody's song or even going a step further, giving somebody a song or linking up. I'll never understand how that's not viewed. These kids that are trying to like make it and trying to build a name for themselves is like, oh, that's some culture.
Yeah. All right, quality time. Shout out to everybody that's in the chat. What's up? What's up?
And it's Wiley that said that. You know what I'm saying?
But we're going to get into this. First thing I want to ask y'all, man, what is a culture vulture? In y'all opinion, what do y'all think? What would y'all consider a culture vulture?
Anybody that's on that, what are you guys talking about? The music from these kids that are trying to
about it. So let's see what's going on in here. Oh, I closed the chat. Oops, my bad.
Oh, in the chat, we could run it back a little bit. Wow, nobody should look at Young and May as a female. Yikes.
Wow. Guys, come on, play nice.
King Africamax says, hip-hop the only genre that evolves. The only, right at CC. Laugh myself at CC. Rhonda Rock says, oh shit, laugh. No, Shy said, oh shit, laugh myself, thanks. Ocean Wall, she a whole nigga. Y'all gotta leave Young and May alone, god damn it.
Leave her alone, man. She clean up nice, man.
You remember that Britney Spears nigga that was like, leave her alone? Yeah, dead ass. I love her, babe. I forgot, man. I was on here last week. Fact, Kodak disrespected him, but nah, we disrespecting MA by not making her feel like the dude she. Yo, my god.
All right.
Oh, skip forward. Yo, wow. My god, y'all niggas is
y'all terrible people.
Hold on. All right. You said what is a culture vulture? King Africa Max said Drake. Eyeliner said Justin Timberlake. Sheesh. Shy said no clue. CC Baby says Nipsey proud of us. Wow.
I think they was talking about their coins they got from last week's episode of Pulling
Up the Sticks. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't think that Justin is a culture vulture. The man has soul. DJ C-Papa, thank you for tuning in again.
C-Papa, what's going on, Brody?
But you right, though. I don't think... I wouldn't categorize Justin Timberlake as a culture vulture. That's OD.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. But I'm going to say, in my opinion, what a culture vulture is somebody that comes in to the game and they see that something's working and they decide to take it and make it happen for them, but it's not the culture that they belong in. Anybody could be a culture vulture in any genre. Like, if I see that EDM music is popping by me putting a bucket on top of my head and drawing a smiley face, and I go ahead and do it not knowing nothing about the culture and not knowing anything about the artist, then I would consider myself a culture vulture. Now, I think one of the reasons when it comes to Drake why people consider him a culture vulture is because anytime an artist pops up or comes out, he's right behind them, hopping on their song or getting a feature or doing something with them. And it's just like,
what ethnicity is this nigga? Matter of fact,
he's a Canadian mixed with everything.
No, that's why he's a culture vulture, nigga. Like, I thought he was Jamaican. I thought he was born in fucking Portmore the other day, nigga. Like, what the fuck? Like, now all of a sudden,
I'm sorry. I can't stand that accent either, man.
Oh my God, man.
Yo, it's worse than this Cleo.
Like, yo, I hate it when niggas be like, yeah, you know, when they hear a Jamaican nigga and they be like, yeah, that Toronto accent. Like, you disrespectful little shit. Yo,
don't get shot.
how dare you, that Toronto act? Get the fuck.
Yo, Eliza, you think Fat Joe is a culture vulture? Hold on.
Fat Joe.
He said Fat Joe, French Montana. Justin Bieber is the perfect definition.
Oh, okay. Jay Biebs, I'm not gonna lie, give you that. I can't believe I called him Jay Biebs. Strike that from the record.
That's on wax, bro.
Justin, I give you that. Well, it depends. I feel like it's hard because, like, some people will call Mike Rappaport a culture vulture. You feel what I'm saying? But I look at him like, nah, that nigga grew up in the 90s. He was around hood shit. He was around hip-hop culture. Like, he's in tune. You feel me? He's an ally. So I wouldn't call him a culture vulture, but I guess it depends because, like, Justin Bieber, does he really fuck with the culture? Or you think he's just doing it for his career?
I think he had got on a couple of songs just for his career. Like the Sorry record, I don't know what happened with that. But then everybody had that whole Caribbean movement when that came out. Fact. Like you had Sorry, you had Shape of You, you had Your Number, AOJ. You had that whole movement of all these reggae. Drake had his song for Rihanna. So I don't know. A wave is different.
Your mic sound kind of staticky a little. I don't know if y'all can hear that in the chat. Let us know.
Can y'all hear me now?
Oh, what is that? What is that?
Wait, nigga said, wait, shorty name is Ocean Walls.
Am I back? Am I better? Yo,
yeah, you're better than ever, nigga.
All right, there we go.
Yo, the chat is getting, hold on. In the chat, you want me to read the chat, bro? Or you, matter of fact, finish saying what you were saying. I get the chat.
I was actually gonna go back into Drake and another reason. Speaking of, why I was like, nah, that makes you a culture vulture, because the man done made a whole Spanish song, son.
Oh my god, and it's ten, 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 ten. I'm
but
sorry.
It's hard. I'm sorry.
It is hard. You ain't seen me start rocking, nigga. Yo, but I forgot somebody was like, yo, that shit did not need Sean Paul or this nigga. Like,
that's what I did. Yo, who hit up Sean Paul and was like, yo, Sean Nepal, you want to get on the Mia remix? Like, literally, nobody asked for that. Like, who heard Mia and was like, yo, you know who be hard on this? Sean Paul.
Facts.
Nah.
Somebody gonna say that. Nah, true. In the chat, me Cece said, yeah, don't act like y'all forgot about the big win me and King won last. Yo, don't worry, because K-Rose, Eros, KS, Eros. Jay's gonna make it up. Mr. Favorite gonna make it up this week. Don't worry. He whooping somebody ass. But Iron Lion Zion said he's Canadian now, bro. Sheesh. Ocean Wall said he's Jewish. His mama a Jew. My God. Facts. Shy said, I just feel people are who they are. Is Beyonce a culture vulture? She has a whole album in Spanish. But I mean, like, yeah, that shit, there's no, like, we can't be biased. You feel me?
Nah, I think it's when you hop on the wave.
Okay. Like,
there was a Spanish like wave just now with they had a couple of Spanish songs that was hitting. So that's what I think it is when you hop on that wave. And Drake did that too many times. He hopped on other artists. I'm surprised he ain't on the Old Town Road remix yet.
Facts. Yo, facts. Line Zion said Lil Pump is a culture vulture. Willito's way. Wait, shorty name is Ocean Walls. Playlist said Justin Bieber turned himself black on paper legally. Stupid. Yo, Shy said, I'm starting to feel like maybe I really don't know the definition. Last mine, so if I'm gonna be quiet. Let me see. He did what? Well, a wave is definitely different. He gone. Who's gone? Golden D, thank you for tuning in. Shy said, I just feel people are who they are and go with the flow that make them feel good inside and sound good doing. King Africa Max, I think you on a culture vulture if you making money off people. Then again, shit weird. Ocean Wall says Drake be doing the Espanol too. King Africa Max said, go back into Drake. Ayo, what? Shy says, who don't make money off of people, King Africa? Sorry, that's the Brooklyn in me. He's done a few. Shy says, that mean we all culture vultures, last mine. So true. So we all are. Facts. Beyonce is a Willito's way, sir. Beyonce is a major culture vulture. Shy says, I mean, I was just telling Lord we should invest in Mexican icy stains. We ain't Mexican, laugh my ass off, but that mango cocoa cherry, that mango cocoa cherry stain be hitting and be making money. Facts. We all want to be where the money at. Facts. Justin Playlist said Justin Bieber turned himself black on paper legally to be accepted in hip hop. Iron Lion Zion said Lil Wayne would kill that remix. The what? The Mia? Stupid. Yo, hey, Swiss, what up, Brody? King Africa, I think Lil Wayne, he meant for Old Town Road.
Lil Wayne on Old Town Road?
Yeah, I wonder what that would sound like. King Africa Max said Drake dropping a country song.
Yo, watch.
Yeah.
Watch, man. That's the culture vulture. That's what I'm talking about. You see a wave, you see something that's hot, and you hop on it. And then he's going to bounce around. I mean, let's look at all the artists that Drake has gotten on, that's gotten featured with in the past couple of months. Like, come on.
Fact.
That nobody asked for it. Like, nobody asked for it for Drake on a lot of these remixes. What was the last big one? 901.
Look Alive.
Yeah. Then he got on Lil Baby's remix too. He got on that.
Word.
Like, he gets on everybody's song. It's like, all right.
Is that him showing love to the up and coming? Because then niggas always complain that
niggas that's established don't show no love and don't help the young niggas. It's a fucking tightrope. You can't make everybody happy. Somebody gonna be mad. My bad. To the chat in Twitch, yo, Fonz, we see you though, bro. Nigga said Twitch don't count. I'm always alone here. nobody else talking with Fonz and Twitch. Yo, whoever else is on Twitch, get in the chat. Tune in. Get active. Get active, Fonz, in the chat.
We got something for you. Don't worry about it. We got something for you for the next. You go get a little early. Get a little early gift from the Quality Time family. We got something coming for y'all.
Facts. Ocean Wall says our cosito is actually Mexican. I'm guessing she mean the icy man. Iron Lion said mango boy. King Africa Max said laugh my ass off. The culture vulture though. Damn Lord, you gotta stand for the culture. Nah, Fawn just said it is. Sha said playlist. You seen them papers physically or you going by what you hear? Ooh, whoa. King Africa Max said Hotline Bling was new age country.
Yeah, you used to call me on my cell phone. Actually, I hear it now.
Yo, that ass. Yo, this nigga. Yo, Africa be making some odd ass comparisons that make mad sense.
I hear it now. Yo, I can never unhear that song ever as a country song.
I said, I'm going to do Wayne verse on Old Town Country Road remix. You stupid. Red Moon Chan said, definitely got a look from this old white couple in the car next to me. LOL, I'm guessing you was dying. You better chill before they fucking shoot you and say self-defense or some shit. You know how they do us. Ocean Wall said, facts, I'm curious too. Sha said, because we all see he's white. Laugh myself. Okay. King Africa Max said, nigga said, is cereal soup? Is a hot dog a sandwich? Just breaking your nutshell. What? He white.
Oh, man.
Yo, good comment. Thanks for tuning in. Wilito's Way said, Lord, about to hop on a reggaeton track. Nigga, what? I'm going to hop on a reggae track. Reggae. What is a reggaeton? What is a ton of reggae?
That's the Spanish version of reggae. That's the reggaeton.
So mad reggae music coming together and form Spanish?
It's reggaeton. Reggaeton. You got to say it.
Reggaeton these nuts.
I'm sure
there's a lot of people that actually fuck with reggaeton.
I do. You got that gasolina.
A different name, nigga.
That,
fuck
remember
that.
Remember the gasolina?
Call that. Spanish hop, nigga. I don't know, but don't. Why you gonna steal our name and add tone to the end and say it's a new? Fuck out of here.
Yeah, yo.
Fuck out of here.
Yo, I'm about to go bump some of that after the show. So, some reggaeton. So, y'all need to get on the reggaeton wave.
Oh, shit. Playlist said, he seen the papers. He's sending the link. Willito always says Spanish reggae, nigga. Yo, what? He had the nerve to say Spanish reggae. What is a Spanish reggae? Reggae is a whole. Y'all mother play Mad Omega. What's the name? Bad Bunny.
You got Bad Bunny. You got Daddy Yankee. You got new one that the dude got the song X. I always forget his name.
You got Don Omar.
You got Don Omar.
Nah, you gotta look up Omega, my nigga.
Don't take me.
So they got the hits. I can't. I know a little bit.
You know the record from Fast and the Furious that everybody loves? Mm-hmm. Danzo Coduro, that joint. Nice. Yo, we got over here. Yo.
Bad Bunny is the Puerto Rican equivalent to Drake.
Africa said that Dean was Puerto Rican at UB. What?
That's disrespectful.
What part of me looked Puerto Rican?
Yo, it's the light skin nigga smoke too much. That's what it is, bro.
No, I don't.
Tell him, I told this nigga if we get in trouble, I just need him to squint. Because he light skin. If he squint, the cops should take it easy. Like, I can't be the one to talk. I'm too dark for this shit.
Yo. Good evening, officer.
You got to switch to them, though, nigga. Do the Magnum from Zoolander.
Good evening, officer. Is there a problem? Is there anything that I can help you with this evening?
You stupid. Oh, man. Nigga said Deem half Dominican on the low. Yikes.
Yo, we done with this, nigga. Man, because y'all about to call me a culture vulture. Y'all about to call
me that nigga. they got a song together at Will Ocean Wall. Who's Will? Will Smith? Willito's Way, boy.
Yo, all right, let's get to this last topic.
Look at my dog trying to get in the frame.
trying to get the cameo.
Bark. Say hi, Lola.
Yo, shout out to everybody that's tuned in too, by the way, y'all. Yo, if y'all having a good time, y'all enjoying our show, please share it with your friends and family. There's a little arrow on the lower right-hand corner that looks like a little paper airplane. Y'all can send that out. We got a couple people in here right now. If y'all just send it to 3 people, we will have over 30, 40 people in here right now.
So what happened to I fly like paper, get high like
planes. Paper planes, like MIA, yeah.
MIA, what happened to her?
She went MIA.
Oh, get out of it. All right, next topic. Next topic. My bad. I'm switching topics.
Yo, just share this with your friends and family, man. That's what we can say. Yo, so I'm going to pull up the video real quick so y'all can watch it to see what this last topic
first and foremost, I just want to let y'all know I did not want to play this motherfucking video because I don't want to get this bitch no more energy. Fuck her. Fuck her opinions. Fuck everybody she work with. Fuck has a label or entity and everybody she stands for. If you fuck with her, fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All right, I'm done. But to the video. You feel what I'm saying?
All right, let's play this.
Thousands line the streets to say goodbye to rapper Nipsey Hussle. Now, this dear artist recently released a song called FDT. F Donald Trump. Okay, now that's a very creative refrain.
Very catchy.
Very catchy.
Irving Berlin, look out.
Is it?
I have to laugh.
It all began and ended with Irving Berlin for you, didn't it?
Yeah.
So the refrain, the chorus, it goes on and on. Is that related to the lowest unemployment ever, basically, for African Americans?
But now, for those who might not remember, this is 70s. Come on down.
Wasn't he on Hollywood Squares?
Nipsey Hussle.
Yo, wait. Come on.
Now we back. I hate
yo. Face. Yo, I just want to laugh at how dumb she is because it says right there. It says right there. It says. I don't know. Am I blind? But I think it says YG right there.
Bro.
Yeah. All right.
Fuck her, man. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't. Why does she matter? What is she? A doctor? Does she study? She a researcher? Like, does she cure something?
Nah, sometimes, you know, when it comes to these TVs and stuff, people just put people in the power just because.
That's
you know?
What I'm saying. That bitch not even cute. Like, I wouldn't even drop my balls on her lip. But I'm being disrespectful, I guess. But she, her, like, I don't, like, the thing, my thing is, like, people like that, they strive off motherfuckers getting tight. You think she don't know, like, she's going to get everybody mad? Like, and that's the thing, like, why do we give these people that energy? Why do we make these people feel like they're important? You feel what I'm saying? That's my biggest part of it, because, like, if we didn't pay her no mind, where would this have gone? Like, it would have been done. It would have ended right after she said it. Now it's all over the place. You're going to have trolls that just jump on the wave just because, like, yeah, fuck Nipsey, this, that, and the third, or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's black-on-black violence and Ray-Tay. And then we just giving them more openings. You feel me? Like, by getting mad, you kind of exposing your weakness and making niggas jump on that. And another thing is, who are we getting mad at? Who are we getting mad at? And what is going to be the result of it? Like, do you think she's gonna get fired? Do you think?
Of course not.
Who exactly are we mad at? You feel me? And who do we want to rectify the situation? Because Fox News ain't out here checking for us. We don't even watch that shit. So who are we mad at? That I don't know. That's why I don't even get these niggas' energy. Like, the shit's stupid. Like, the shit fucking stupid.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I feel like. When it comes to situations like this, sometimes we put our emotions so far ahead that we don't think, hey, maybe we should not talk about it. Like us even saying we should not even talk about it. But that's why we're not talking about the actual video. We're talking about why are we giving so much power to these people in our culture that we built? And this is not the first time that it's happened. This happens over and over and over again. And we allow it. We simply allow it to happen. And, until we start building our own platforms and our own places to get our voice out, we're going to have Yeah, that was a shameless plug right there. I'm just saying. You feel me? But until we start doing that, we have to use other people's platforms. Like, there's this mentality of when if you're a DJ coming up, you're like, yo, I want to get on Hot 97. I want to get on Power 105. But nobody's like, yo, I want to create the new radio so that I could put everybody onto my radio.
Bro, if y'all could see, if y'all just saw my reaction, saying y'all would have thought I was having a seizure. That is my thing. Like, stop begging these motherfuckers. Yo, me, I'll say it again. This quality time shit you're watching right now started a year ago, August. Like, that's it. We said we gonna build a network. We gonna broadcast to the masses whenever we want, however we want, and we're here. We didn't ask nobody fucking permission. We didn't ask nobody permission to build this platform, and now other people could utilize the platform to get their voice across. Y'all could call in. Y'all could come on the episodes. Y'all could tell y'all friends, like, build an actual community around this shit. Like, and we didn't ask nobody's permission. So why people love asking niggas permission to do shit as if they own them, as if they're in control of their lives. Like, it's 2019. Just pick up a Google. I was about to say a book, but who reads books, right?
Pick up a Google.
Pick up an audio book. You feel
That's
me?
About to be the new verbiage.
Pick up a Google. Yeah, take up your Google from morning.
That's exactly how the Jamaicans would say it. Let me see what's going on. I see King Africa Mac out here playing bull, shooting his shot. I'm just gonna, you know.
Hold on, we gotta go up a little further from that, no?
Yeah, it was a lot going on. There's been a request to fire her. So I think it was Willie Tsuay. He said, bros, y'all can't believe this was done on purpose. Red Moon Chant says there's been a request to fire her. Will says, nobody that stupid. It was done intentionally to hurt us. Play the Star Bowl. It says people love attention and they'll do anything for it. And they succeeded. King African Mac, I would drop my balls in her lip. She dumb, but they suck the best dick. He's out here dropping bars for y'all. Vote to Sway says, chill, King. Your shit's going to drop off fucking with her. 100%.
100%.
100%. Yo, DJ Fame, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. Will to Sway says, didn't Nipsey tell us to ignore goofy shit? 100%. But
one shot for that.
I think when it comes to social media, because we all have an access and we all can have a voice, the first thing we want to say is, yo, I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to post it. I'm going to talk about it. And we all feel disrespected. The same thing like with Kodak. And what happened? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just seen King and Ocean in the chat. Yo, save that for CC show.
Actually, don't worry about it because we're building something for y'all. Can I do a shameless plug real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool. I just want y'all to know we are working on our website. It is being built. We got the beta. We actually got one person on the site right now that's actually testing it out. So shout out to Don Juan over there on the actual website. We're gonna be releasing the beta soon. So if you guys are interested in getting on the beta, stay tuned. We're gonna give y'all more information on how y'all can get on board on the Quality Time Network. But yeah, where was I at before that? I forgot.
Fuck, I'd close the chat by accident. I just see Africa saying, but yeah, fuck the white shorty. We don't even know her name. Right. All I know is that's the same bitch that was telling LeBron shut up and dribble. You feel me? So
I didn't know that. It was okay.
Yeah, bro. It's clear her stance on just black people as a whole, my nigga. We don't deserve a voice. She think we still sharecroppers and shit. So fuck her, my nigga. Like I said, we don't advocate. Nah, we not gonna advocate violence still, but any females out here trying to put in some work. Hey, fuck Laura Ingram, bro. That bitch, fuck her. What she stand, man? I can't say it enough. Fuck her. Strike. Yeah. Jack, thank you for coming in the chat.
I mean, if y'all got any ideas on how y'all can change this from happening, you know, let's stop. Oops, my bad. I just realized something, but never mind. So if y'all feel like y'all want to make a change, let's stop talking about it and be about it. Because it's going to continue to happen over and over and over. And we're going to keep coming back to the same conversation about us giving too much people too much power in our culture. Same thing like we was talking about before, these culture vultures, the only person that can stop it is us. Same thing like what they used to say back in the day, only you could stop forest fires. So
heard you, Smokey. So like honestly and truly, we come to quality time, man. If you tired of your Fox News dancing all in the background, talking all the shit, telling you shut up and dribble, come to quality time, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Like we all gonna look for like content creators. We gonna give people an actual platform to stream. Like, you know, they do pilots on like Cartoon Network or any show. You feel me? We giving people mad, yo. Come to quality time. Tell a friend and tell a friend. That's all I'm gonna say, because
Fox News
ain't out here for us. You feel me?
I'm sure with the red shirt on and everything.
Thanks, nigga. Stop. I'm tripping, but nah, fuck this shit, bro. Fuck her. Like, I can't believe, like, matter of fact, if Kodak could make fun of the situation, you feel me, and say some stupid shit, come on.
Yeah, I feel like people should have checked it. They definitely should have checked the same way how everybody was checking Kodak. Everybody was doing that. Far said, how can I call in? Hold on, let's see. We could probably get you one. We got about like 5 minutes left. Yo, send me your Google. We're gonna get you on Google Hangouts real quick. Might be able to do that. But Ocean Walls in the chat, King African Mac actually before that says, when quality time doing a sports show real soon, bro. We're gonna make that happen.
Facts. We was already supposed to have a sports show for you, but we're gonna make that happen. Keep it down.
100%. Ocean Walls, we need to take back that power. Only way to do that is for ourselves. Unity is everything. Will to Sway says, insert ad with the copy. Come to quality time, nigga, with creative asset of Lord Smiling. I can see that. King Yo,
what's up? Let's make some ads. This man worked for Facebook, by the way. Well, he consults with Facebook for ads, so he know what it is. Like, what's up, Will? What's up?
Let's make it happen, man.
I don't fuck him, just get the neck, but that's for CC show. Yo, bro, nah, ain't nothing wrong
choose your words wisely.
There's nothing wrong with showing your affection to someone of a Caucasian persuasion. PC, okay, PC enough. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, Africa. You should be proud, living that shit. Don't make CC shame you. Hashtag we too. Well, I said CC. I'm at Ocean Walls. Shit. CC, where you at? You supposed to be in here.
Ah, oh, boy. I work with y'all if Lord says he fucks with reggaeton. Yo, bro.
Yo,
it's not gonna happen, bro.
Yeah,
you
got a gasolina.
How much you added? You added Fonzie?
Yeah, I added him in.
Fonz. Well, yeah, I ain't see his face pop up. Call it Fonz.
Let me see. Got the invite.
Oh shit, this is going on YouTube. I'm out.
It's already on YouTube.
Facts, you've been on YouTube till they take your show.
If y'all don't know, we also stream on YouTube, Instagram, Twitch, Periscope. Y'all can tune in everywhere to watch us every week, Monday 9 p.m. We got a bunch of shows for the rest of the week too. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night for that Hip Hop Rookie of the Year and that Pull Up with the Sticks. Quality time is on it.
Ocean Wall said they out here stealing souls. We not gonna become.
I don't know if Fonzo got the invite or not. I don't know where he's at.
I mean, I seen it. I seen it say he got added. Yo, jump in, bro. But are we at fear, my lord? Oh, we got like 4 minutes, so
yeah.
Feel me?
Running out of time,
yo,
bro.
Look at this one. Enough feature.
King Average Smack says, Mr. Favorite better be practicing 100%, man. 100%.
Yo, Mr. Favorite. Come on. You can't have niggas out here talking like that about the squad, bro. His home team. What he playing?
Madden? Black Ops 4 on tomorrow.
Black Ops 4? Yo, Africa, you got Black Ops 4? Because this nigga got to clap you. You was talking wild crazy.
Instead of trying to look like Dean Brother. Yo.
Yo, y'all got the jokes, man. Yo, I don't know where Fonzo's at, man, bro. I don't know where you at, bro. Sent the invite. I don't know where you at, man. Get your 5 minutes, 2 minutes of fame now at this point.
Damn, Fonz.
Yo, but like I said, make sure y'all tune in. Y'all keep in touch. We're going to be giving out some beta invites to the website. So make sure y'all definitely stay tuned for that.
Oh, Will said come see him in PUBG or FIFA. I'm not gonna lie, that man fake dangerous in FIFA. I wouldn't do it. I'm not even gonna let this nigga embarrass himself like that, man.
Nah, see me on the real field. Let's go. Let's get the real soccer game going.
Nigga, I Pele, since when?
Football.
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 Nah, I don't even game. Nigga said, I don't even games. Yo, I swear Africa naturally a clown, son. I don't even games. I'm just a shit talker. Fonz in a motorcycle, something somewhere down the block from my crib. Like literally.
Word.
How I call in. Yo, Fonz, wait. All right, damn. Fonz, the people was waiting on you, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, yo, he just call. Press the video button.
Yeah, you gotta press the video button, bro.
Yo.
Oh, there we go.
What's
good?
Yo, what's yo, up? Africa said you on a motorcycle down the block from his crib.
Maybe.
See the jacket.
Maybe, you know what I mean? I'm out here. Yo, first shout out to Quality Time, man. I'll be low key viewing on Twitch, and I mean be lonely on there because nobody be talking in the chat. But it's all good, not me, because, you know, Twitch is a little bit better for me. Yo, first, straight up, yo, word. Like, ever since I started my business, yo, I've noticed that more, like, of the, like, let's say I put my Instagram and my Facebook as our two core audiences that, like, I've been promoting to, right? I have more white people on Facebook compared to my Instagram. And that is for a reason. It's for a reason. Because, you know what I mean, we tend to, like make our Facebook look better than what it is on Instagram because we all know Facebook is part of MySpace now and they own Google. So it's all just one big company and you can straight up link in someone just based off of three keywords, which is could be your name, your last name, and your email. And most people don't have emails that separate their business from their personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? It's easy to find somebody. And, you know what I mean? When I promote my business, I notice that more people that's from, you know what I mean, that's Latino and, you know what I mean, Black support me more than the people that's on Facebook, which are straight all white people that I've met through, you know what I mean, through dinners, through just meeting, handing out my business card. And it's crazy because, like, yo, really, like, yo, you got to be about it. You got to be able to throw it forward.
Yeah, 100%. Yo. Yo, drop your business because we're going to get cut off. Instagram going to cut us off in like 30, 45 seconds. Drop your stuff, man. People could definitely check it out.
I do custom wraps and all types of artwork at Fonzo Wraps with a Z, F-O-N-Z-O, Wraps as in rental wraps. And let me holler me on the gram.
Yo, follow that page again, man. Yeah, definitely follow that page. He does some great work, y'all. He definitely does some great work.
So,
yo, for real.
A little suggestion is, I mean, y'all should get back to talking while y'all playing on the sticks. Know what I mean? Like, you know, it is cool because you got a visual. Not saying y'all ugly, but I mean, it was nice to see somebody get spanked. You know what I mean?
Word. Kate, Mr. Favorite, you heard what the people want.
We're going to make it happen, but we're about to get cut off. Instagram about to cut us off right now, so we're going to go ahead and close out. Thank you for calling in, bro. Appreciate
facts,
it.
Facts, bro.
Later.
Appreciate it, yo. And thank you, everybody else, for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up.
It's your boy, Lord. You already know what it is. Every week, we hit Quality Time.
All right, we out of here. Peace.